Act fast. Stop contact, secure accounts, call your bank to reverse the payment, and report to official.gov portals. If your identity was exposed, freeze your credit and build a recovery plan. Speed matters. Recovery windows are short. U.S.-specific guidance. General information. Not legal, tax, financial advice. Step 1. Stop contact. Do not reply or click. Save screenshots and receipts. Step 2. Secure accounts. Change email and financial passwords. Enable 2FA. Step 3. Call your bank app. Ask for a block, recall, minutes matter. Step 4. Report it. File with the FTC and if online, the FBI IC3. Report to FTC. Report fraud FTC.gov. Report to FBI IC3.gov. Other key portals. Report IRS phishing, USPIS smishing article. Report international scams, HHS OIG hotline. Key terms: identity theft. When someone uses your personal info, like your SSN or account numbers, without permission to commit fraud, FTC definition. IC3, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, the central intake for crimes that use the internet or a network, IC3 overview. Phishing, smishing, fraudulent emails or texts that trick you into clicking links, sharing info, or installing malware, FTC phishing guide. Fraud alert, a free notice on your credit file that tells businesses to verify identity before opening new credit, FTC on alerts. Credit freeze, a free lock that restricts access to your credit report to stop new accounts in your name, FTC on freezes. IP PIN, a six-digit IRS number that helps block fraudulent federal tax returns filed in your name, IRS IP PIN. What to do right now? Every minute counts. Follow these steps in order to maximize your chances of recovery and minimize further damage. Cut contact immediately. Don't respond, don't pay more, and don't click new links. Capture screenshots, messages, usernames, URLs, and receipts before anything disappears. The FTC outlines first steps for victims in what to do if you were scammed. Call your bank, card issuer, or app now. Ask to block, reverse, or dispute the payment. For wires and ACH, request an urgent recall. For cards, request a fraud dispute. For P2P apps, use in-app reporting and notify the linked bank card. Payment-specific steps. Report the scam. File with the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. If it used the internet, emails, text, website, social media, crypto, online market, also file with the FBI's IC3. More reports help agencies spot patterns and build cases. Lock down your accounts. Change passwords on email and financial accounts. Turn on two-factor authentication. Review recovery email and phone numbers. Enable sign-in alerts. See practical anti-phishing habits from CISA's Recognize and Report Phishing. If identity data was exposed or misused, e.g. SSN account takeover, create a personalized recovery plan and get pre-filled letters to creditors' credit bureaus via the FTC's Identity Theft Recovery Guidance, Recover from Identity Theft. Place a free fraud alert or credit freeze to stop new accounts, freezes, and alerts. If it's IRS-related, IRS imposter, refund fraud, W-2 1099 issues, forward phishing to phishing@irs.gov and follow the IRS reporting steps, IRS phishing reporting, tax scam reporting. If your tax identity was stolen, file IRS Form 1439, Identity Theft Affidavit, and consider opting into an IP PIN for future filings. Form 1439, get an IP PIN. USPS smishing or mail fraud. Don't click links, follow Postal Inspection Service steps and reporting options, USPIS smishing guidance. Cross-border scams. If a foreign seller website is involved, submit to the global eConsumer.gov system via the FTC notice. Report international scams. State protection. Ask your state attorney general's consumer office for help and to file a complaint. Find your AG. First hour playbook by payment method. How you paid determines your recovery options. Work the row that matches your situation. Speed is critical. Unauthorized transaction card used without permission. Account takeover. You did not approve transfer. Use these rows. Credit card, debit, ACH, unauthorized. Bank linked P2P, unauthorized. Induced authorized under fraud. You sent money after pressure. Gift cards, crypto, wire, marketplace, or social sale. Use these rows. Wire, P2P, authorized gift cards. Crypto recovery matrix by payment method. Payment who to contact first. Typical protections, critical time window, what to say, official resource, credit card. Card issuer, $50 liability limit for unauthorized charges. Immediately fraud dispute, chargeback. Here is my evidence. What to do if scam debit card, ACH, your bank report within 2 business days to limit liability to $50 within 2 business days. Unauthorized electronic transfer, please block further attempts. FTC steps by payment wire transfer, your bank. minimal consumer protection minutes, urgent recall hold, funds sent in error due to fraud. IC3 bank linked to 2PG Zelle, in-app plus your bank, varies by authorization immediately. Unauthorized versus induced transfer, open fraud claim. FTC guidance, PayPal, then Cash App, in-app, then bank card if linked buyer protection depends on transaction type immediately. Report the transaction, open dispute, share evidence. FTC steps by payment gift cards, card issuer usually impossible once redeemed immediately, freeze any remaining value. Here is the receipt code. FTC steps by payment cryptocurrency exchange plus IC3, typically irreversible immediately. Here are wallet addresses and transaction hashes. IC3 cash, money order, by mail, USPS inspection service, possible intercept if very fast immediately. Possible mail intercept. Here is tracking label. USPIS guidance general scams, report fraud.ftc.gov, FBI IC3, IC3.USPIS, USPS smishing. Guidance and reporting, internationaleconsumer.gov complaint, copy ready phone scripts. Credit card dispute, I am reporting unauthorized fraudulent charges on my credit card. Please open a fraud dispute and initiate a chargeback. I have evidence ready, screenshots, receipts, messages. Kindly provide a case number and next steps. Debit ACH unauthorized, I am reporting an unauthorized electronic funds transfer from my account. Please block further attempts and start an investigation. I need a case number and instructions for any written confirmation you require. Wire urgent recall. A wire was sent due to fraud. Please initiate an immediate recall hold with the receiving institution. I can provide beneficiary details, tracking, and any correspondence. Please escalate and confirm actions taken. Bank linked P2P, e.g. Zelle. I need to open a fraud claim for a select unauthorized induced P2P transfer. I can provide the transaction ID, recipient handle, and message history. Please advise on reimbursement process and next steps. Crypto exchange report. I am reporting a fraudulent crypto transaction. Please review and freeze any associated accounts if possible. Here are wallet addresses and transaction hashes. Where to report? By scenario, use the right portal. If it used the internet, file with IC3 in addition to the primary portal. Report router scenario primary portal. Secondary, if online. Noni scam, general, report fraud.ftc.gov. IC3 helps agencies spot patterns, phishing less. Smishing recognize and report phishing. IC3 go directly to the official site to verify IRS tax. Forward to phishing at irs.gov. Report IRS phishing. Report tax scams or fraud. As of platforms 3948, 44157, 44157A USPS themed scams. USPI smishing guide is applicable. Do not click unexpected delivery links. International cross-border report international scams, add IC3 if online. Connects to eConsumer.gov network, Medicare, Medicaid, HHS fraud, HHS OIA is applicable, covers fake cards, bogus equipment, billing fraud, state help, any consumer scam. Find your age, add IC3 if online. Local enforcement, possible recoveries via settlements, identity theft and account takeover. If your SSN or credentials were exposed, move fast and follow these steps. Quick checklist. Create your plan, generate pre-filled dispute letters and steps via recover from identity theft. Place a fraud alert, 1-year alert, lenders verify identity. FTC on alerts. Freeze your credit, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, free and stops new accounts, FTC on freezes. IRS identity theft, submit form 14039 if your return is rejected or receive unexpected IRS notices. Get an IP PIN, block fraudulent e-filings. See IP PIN overview or form 15227. Monitor and dispute check reports often. Dispute in writing. See identity theft recovery steps. Fraud alert versus credit freeze feature. Fraud alert, credit freeze. Stops new credit? No. Lenders must verify identity? Yes. Blocks new credit pulls. Cost free. Free setup time? Minutes. Minutes when to use. Possible compromise monitoring. Confirmed misuse or high risk exposure. Why this matters? Fast freezes and alerts prevent new accounts, reducing long-term damage. Evidence you'll need, gather this information before you file reports or contact your bank. Complete documentation strengthens your case. Dates, amounts, method, recipient accounts, wallets, transaction IDs, hashes, handles, emails, phone numbers, URLs, ads, listings, screenshots, receipts and gift card codes, photos, shipping labels and tracking, FTC and IC3 confirmation numbers, police report number if filed. Tip, use print to save this page as a PDF and include it with your bank or exchange case. Timelines and expectations. Understanding what happens next helps you stay organized and follow up effectively. Banks, cards, apps. Expect case numbers quickly. Decisions may take days to weeks. Move fast. Recovery often depends on timing. FTC first steps. Law enforcement intake FTC IC3. Reports feed investigations and trend analysis. Reimbursement is not guaranteed but supports disputes. IC3 intake. Identity theft fixes. Alerts and freezes take effect quickly. Disputes may take several weeks per creditor bureau cycle. FTC on alerts freezes. Why this matters. FTC reported losses 24. Source FTC loss figures. Internet crime losses IC3 $16.6 billion. Source IC3 losses. Fraud operates at scale and speed. Social platforms are a major conduit. Consumers have reported substantial losses via social media since 2021. FTC social media losses. Scammers use sophisticated tactics, fake websites, AI voice clones, and urgent pressure to bypass defenses. For leaders, invest in resilient controls and fast escalation paths. For technical teams, deploy strong authentication, phishing-resistant MFA, and takedown reporting workflows. For individuals, act quickly. Secure accounts, contact your bank, and report through official .gov portals. Risk patterns and 2025 threats to watch: impersonation, government, company, tech support. No legitimate agency will ask you to move, withdraw, or convert money to protect it. They won't demand payment via gift cards, crypto, or wire. Report imposters to the FTC and IC3. How to avoid a scam. Phishing and smishing everywhere. Verify sender addresses. Hover to preview links before clicking. Use a known good website or phone number to contact the organization. Never use contact info from a suspicious message. CISA's guide explains safe reporting and verification basics. CISA phishing tips. Crypto and fast settlement channels. These are prized by scammers because reversals are hard. If you paid this way, act immediately and include technical details, wallet addresses, hashes in your reports. IC3 complaint. FAQs, can I get my money back after a wire? Sometimes, ask your bank to recall the wire immediately. If funds are not withdrawn, recovery may be possible. For online scams, also submit to the FBI's Internet Crime Intake, IC3 complaint. Wire transfers have minimal consumer protection. Speed is critical. Should I pay a fee to recover my money? No. That is often a second scam. Government agencies and banks do not charge upfront fees to recover fraud losses. Report to the FTC and follow official steps, FTC recovery steps. Do I need a police report? Local reports can help for identity theft or large losses, especially if a creditor or insurer asks. Keep FTC IC3 confirmation numbers and evidence organized. Identity theft recovery. I clicked a phishing link. What now? Change passwords immediately. Turn on two-factor authentication. Run security scans. Contact affected companies using a known good website or number. For IRS-related issues, forward to phishing at irs.gov and follow IRS steps, IRS phishing guidance. What if a tax preparer mishandled my tax info? Use IRS tools for misconduct and violations, Form 4157, Form 457A, and Form 3949A. Do I report to both the FTC and FBI? For internet-enabled scams, file both. The FTC for general scams and FBI IC3 for online crime, FTC report, IC3 report. A one-page checklist. First 30 days, print this and check off each step as you complete it. Today, stop contact. Call your bank card app. Change email and financial passwords. Enable 2FA. Collect evidence. FTC first steps. Today, report to the FTC and, if online, to the FBI ICC intake, IC3 intake. 48 hours. If identity data was exposed, place a fraud alert or credit freeze with the credit bureaus, alerts, freezes. Week 1. Build your identity theft recovery plan. Contact affected companies and send disputes as needed. Identity theft plan. Weeks 2 to 4. Recheck statements and credit files. Track case numbers, letters, and outcomes. Keep freezes in place until you genuinely need new credit. For leaders and teams, executives expect rising losses and overlapping jurisdiction. Offer a simple internal first-hour protocol. Stop pay, secure accounts, collect evidence, report to FTC IC3 and brief legal compliance. Centralize proof-of-loss templates and executive contacts for banks, exchanges, CTO, CISO's hardened identity, phishing-resistant MFA, password managers, session monitoring. Build takedown reporting muscle, abuse mailboxes, DMARC, HSTS, brand monitoring. Pre-stage incident playbooks for wire ACH recall, crypto triage, and marketplace fraud. Ops finance. Pre-authorize rapid response procedures with banks. Document recall workflows. Maintain up-to-date lists of required data, transaction IDs, hashes, counterparties, correspondent banks. Every minute saved in the first hour increases recovery odds, disclosures, and limits. This guide is for U.S. readers and general information only. It is not legal, tax, or financial advice. Laws and platform policies change. For personalized guidance, consult your bank's fraud team, a qualified professional, or law enforcement. Always verify .gov domains. Official reporting portals end in .gov and use HTTPS. Scammers create fake portals that look real. Double-check the URL before entering personal information.